joining me on KRDO's Afternoon News, Mr. Ted Skrobak, a great friend of KRDO's Afternoon News. Ted, it's good to be back together with you.
Yes, yes, it's nice. Just with a little bit different of a title, I guess, this time.
Exactly. You are now connected to Colorado Springs Utilities. Let's talk about that move, because you and I have talked a little bit about your connection with City Council previously, which is a very recent change for you. Now you've moved over into the communications area over at Utilities.
Yes, yes. So it's actually a good transition for me, and I think both organizations, the city and Colorado Springs Utilities, since it is a municipal service provider, our board is also City Council. So having worked for City Council, now moving over here, I was joking with council members just saying, I'm just moving across the street. I still technically work for you guys since they're the utilities board as well. So it's been a nice transition and kind of an easy one in that regard, because I'm able to, you know, I already knew what was going on with Colorado Springs Utilities, and I think it was just a nice move in the career.
And congratulations, Ted. And as I say, it's great to be working with you again, and we're looking forward to regular visits with you and the Springs Utilities, and lots of tips and guidance and great ideas. And, you know, what's coming up next, you call it weird, which I just loved, because that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, on the we're looking at an interesting Labor Day, because I figured we could kind of break the ice that's coming up on Tuesday, which I like that we just hit the weather. You talked about 78 degrees today, and then we're going to drop into freezing come Tuesday. I mean, is that just Colorado Springs in a nutshell or what?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of great tips that we can go through for both this weekend actually rolls right into what's happening Tuesday. It's going to be a lovely weekend, a nice warm weekend, one that I'm going to be doing a lot of things around the house, as my wife is actually going up to Denver for the weekend. So I'm going to try to get a lot of my own tips done here. But main one is really just getting out and weatherizing your home. Take a step, look around the outskirts of your house, look at the different doors and windows, figure out where you can do some caulking or some weather sealing, just so that you're getting the most efficiency, whether it's air conditioning or, as we're about to snap into, heating that you're going to need. So that's kind of the next thing as we start getting into these cooler months. Again, I guess I'm heeding my own advice here. I just called and got set up with an appointment tomorrow to have my furnace serviced. So if you're not as lucky and you can't get your furnace to be serviced prior to Tuesday, it might kick on in that wintry weather. And just to play it safe, you might want to at least get in and change the filter in that HVAC unit. And also, I think a big thing when we come into weather like this is those carbon monoxide detectors, and really just making sure that you're checking. There are test features on them. And when in doubt, make sure you're switching out those batteries. If you can't remember the last time you replaced the battery, make sure that those are all good to go. But main thing is, I think you can kind of prep this weekend in the good weather, and then there's things to do to make sure that you're safe inside, as well as you know, some things outside too. You have your plants. I know people are getting their fall mums. You might need to take those in for the day or the night come Tuesday. But make sure you're out covering plants. And I think another big one is your irrigation systems. When we have a cold snap like this, it shouldn't be too harsh on the irrigation system. But if you do have some of those components that are above ground, you should probably take the precautions of wrapping those just to play it safe. You know, Ted, are you doing anything weatherization-wise this upcoming weekend, or are you just going to be out having a good time in the weather?
No, I'm going to be right there. And what an interesting coincidence. My wife is going to be up in Denver, too. So, you know, maybe the two of them are having a beer together while you and I do winterization. But I've got the sprinkler system stuff to deal with. And that's a place where if you get a leak, you crack a pipe, and you haven't done the winterization thing, or at least turned them off for the cold snap, you could lose a lot of water, and that could make your bill get big.
Yes, and that's kind of the next big thing, too, is make sure you're keeping an eye on it after the cold snap, too, to make sure that it's running properly and that you're not losing a lot of water, like you said, or that there isn't damage to some of the heads. I think with this one, you know, I'm no meteorologist, so I'll leave it up to to the ones that you work with, but we're hoping that the ground will still be warm enough to keep the piping nice, and then anything, like I said, kind of above ground, you might want to wrap any of those components and keep an eye. And that also leads into some more cost-saving measures in our WaterWise campaign, where we really want people only watering 3 times a week before 10 a.m. and after 6 p.m. That idea kind of cuts off once we hit October 15th. Then you can water during the day so that's not freezing on the sidewalks overnight. But really, as we start getting into September, you can probably start cutting that back with the cooler weather and not as much evaporation to probably 2 days a week, and still doing those water-wise rules of before 10 a.m. or after 6 p.m. And also, if you don't have something to schedule your sprinklers coming on, you can always get a rebate for one of those systems with Colorado Springs Utilities.
And that's the kind of conversation you and I are looking forward to having together on a regular basis. And I know you're working really hard on your end to make that possible. And that's what we want to do, bring this kind of information to our wonderful listeners. And as far as the other little bit of winterization I'm going to be doing, you can spot me because I will be wearing my snow boots with my shorts and my puffy down jacket while I'm winterizing my sprinkler system.
That sounds good. That sounds good. Yeah, I'll be doing that this weekend. So you'll see me probably in, with the weather this weekend, I could be in a tank top, shorts, and flip-flops out there. So,
I know it.
Yeah, but I look forward to hopefully keeping this going, because we really want to pass on some savings ideas and tips, as well as just helping people be more efficient with any of their energy or water usage.
Ted Skrobak, Colorado Springs Utilities, thank you so much for giving us a couple of minutes and some very, very valuable time and money-saving information here today on KRDO's Afternoon News. Looking forward to talking to you again very soon, Ted.
You too. Thanks a lot, Ted.